Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety show here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And wow, what kind of big news do we have for you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition? Andrew Luck is calling it quits. He has retired from the NFL. Unbelievable news happening a week or two right before the NFL season starts. Unbelievable news, people. Shocking, probably to say the least. It's absolutely mind-boggling about this decision from Andrew Luck to call it quits in the NFL. Right now, the guy's 29 years old, in the prime of his career, and obviously injuries have plagued this guy throughout the last 4 or 5 years. An unbelievable decision for him to call it quits. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Yeah, no, it's quite the morning. I'm glad we got something to talk about this morning.
Unbelievable. We've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, Major League Baseball. We've got college football. Miami and Florida went at it. U.S. Open, literally right around the corner. So much to get into. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution, 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling, FORHIMS.com/wrestling, 4hims.com/wrestling.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
It feels better and better every day. It is really fun to go out and make progress and feel progress. And now I'm a far cry from where I want to be. I've got a lot to work on. This team, we've got a lot to work on. But we're doing a great job of living in the moment, taking it day by day, not looking past what we've got going on at that time, at that place. And it's really fun to feel myself on a personal level, get better and improve every day, and to see this team get better and improve.
Second and 10. End zone. Ebron caught it. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown. And exactly what the Colts needed. Coverage by McCourty and a 14-yard score.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Amazing how things can change over time. That was Andrew Luck, obviously, last year. You know, the guy comes back. He's the player of the year, comeback player of the year, four-time Pro Bowler, wins four playoff games throughout his career. And all of a sudden, the injuries and everything else, just too much for this guy to bear, and he's retired. It's shocking. It really is. And you could hear that from what he was saying, he was excited about what was to come. So it obviously is just the pain, the suffering, and all the blood and sweat and tears that this guy threw into his career. It's just not worth it anymore. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Let's welcome in our next guest, our first guest. Always our first guest. Always start out the program with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We normally talk either baseball and hockey with him, but I know you're in the know about what's going on. First and foremost, good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about you two?
Can't complain. Obviously, it's an interesting day, a sad day for some. Andrew Luck calling it quits. I know that you were all over this, and you shot us messages about it. So your reaction to Andrew Luck calling it quits?
Well, I guess to some extent I'm surprised. You know, to your point, he did sound as though he was positive about how things were shaping up with the Colts, and that he was seeing some progress in his road back. But on the other hand, when you look at what he's been through the last 3 or 4 years, a guy that throughout his life has always performed at the top levels and all of a sudden can't do that, it must be terribly frustrating. I give him a tremendous amount of marks for not being greedy and leaving, I think, approximately $58 million on the table. We don't see too many athletes in a hurry to do that these days, so you've got to commend him for that. But I also commend him for the fact that he's bright enough to realize that while he enjoys football and he's enjoyed being in the limelight and in the NFL, he values his lifestyle more, and he wants to be able to function as a normal human being for the next 50 or 60 years, however long he has on the earth. And I have to admire him for making that decision. And it was very clear from the clip that I saw last night that he had made this decision some time ago that if I ever have to go through this issue again, I'm not doing that. I'm going to step aside. And to his credit, he's lived up to that internal commitment, and he's stepped aside. I think he handled the whole thing with class. And quite frankly, in this day and age, we don't see that as often as we should from professional athletes. So my hat is off to the man.
I think that's well said. Some very good points there. And I think that when you think about this situation, it's different. You know, I'm seeing people on social media saying, you know, Pat Tillman walked away. And I think that that's something that is... I'll actually read you the post so that I'm not sounding some fumbling through it. It says, Pat Tillman walking away early from NFL millions of dollars in 2002 to serve in the military is a bigger story to me than Luck retiring early from millions because of injuries suffered playing football. And unfortunately, they're totally different situations, if you ask me.
Agreed.
And I'm not taking anything away from what Pat Tillman did, because obviously he lost his life fighting for the United States of America. But at the end of the day, they're totally different situations. And I think that people try to go at people in different ways. Why go at Andrew Luck in any way? I think you made such a great point. This guy's young. He wants to live the rest of his life peacefully. He doesn't want to have concussions. He doesn't want to have CTE. He doesn't want to have that stuff. So ultimately, I think this is an incredibly hard decision for a guy to walk away from the money that he had in the prime of his career, knowing that he's letting a bunch of people down, knowing what he did last season, be the comeback player of the year. I'm sorry, but this is a really tough one to swallow for Colts fans, for people in the media, for Andrew Luck. They're totally different situations, but I think that this one is strange in the sense of this is a guy leaving and walking away in the prime of his career. Mike, if you want to jump in, go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, some of these people that are taking shots at him, and I think I put it out on Twitter last night, or I was responding to somebody, that, you know, I saw Luck being called a bum, that I saw him being called, you know, he's, you know, just playing with the fans' emotions. I'm like, I mean, please, he's not a bum. He's not playing with anybody's emotions except his own emotions in terms of walking away from a sport that he has loved his entire life, that he grew up with his entire life. That's been very good to him. And like you stated earlier, Andy, you know, look, he doesn't want to have to deal with CTE. He doesn't want to have to deal with the repercussions of playing a very violent sport the rest of his life. He wants to be able to raise his kid, and he wants to be, you know, he wants to remember, you know, big memories with his kid as well. And so I'm sure that played a part as well. But to come at this guy and say, oh my God, I can't believe this, a week before the season. I'm sure that he, up until last night, he was still thinking, okay, I can get through this and work my way through it, and come back and maybe start some games starting maybe 2 or 3 weeks in and still fighting through it. But, you know, those people that take shots at him, I seriously doubt that they've played the game at a high level and have no idea what the pain, the suffering, the injuries can have on your mental psyche. There just comes a point where the pain for these athletes, you know, it just plays with your mind, and you're just like, you just get to a point, I'm sure, and I'm sure luck is there. He's like, it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth throwing my body, you know, in the middle of a scrum, you know, and getting in 85 car crashes, you know, a week. So kudos to him to recognizing what's the most important thing to him. And, you know, from me to him, I mean, I just wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation now for the Colts moving forward. Jacoby Brissett will take over. And I actually think, to be quite honest with you, to me, I think that he was probably going to start the season anyway. Andrew Luck feels good about that. And I think what's even more shocking is the way that things leak nowadays, you know, Adam Schefter's the guy who leaked this news, and then, you know, Andrew Luck is out there on the field and has to, you know, kind of respond to it almost immediately. I really think
in
sometimes – well, yeah, I just think that sometimes can't you just wait? Why do you have to be the guy to leak this or that? And I think that Andrew Luck had a plan, and unfortunately – that plan got totally interrupted by the way that the media wanted to handle this and the way that people want to be the first guy to break this news. Sometimes let a guy just do his thing, man. I'm sorry, but it kind of bothers me to a certain degree. John, give us a final thought on this, and then on the other side we'll talk baseball, okay?
Well, I agree with what you said. You know, everybody in the media wants to be the first to break a big story. I mean, that's what being in the media is all about. We've all seen that 100 times. But at the end of the day, if Luck did have a plan and it was his announcement for after the game, I think it would have been kind of nice to have respected that. In respect to the Colts starting quarterback situation, I think it was pretty clear that he wasn't going to play early in the season because I don't believe he'd seen a minute of preseason action in the three games. In fact, I believe last night he wasn't even in uniform. I believe he was on the sidelines in a T-shirt. So clearly there was something wrong. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised from that standpoint that there was an announcement that came. But I would have liked to have seen it from a media standpoint handled a little bit differently. I guess everybody wants to get the scoop, but at the end of the day, this man deserves his privacy. And I think we take our hats off to him for being mature and making it a lifetime decision and a lifestyle decision as opposed to an ego decision.
Very good. Well said by John Poulter, a professor of sports. Usually we talk baseball or hockey, but today a different story. Obviously got to talk about Andrew Luck retiring from the NFL because it's huge news. On the other side, we will talk to Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, our guest, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Second down and 10 for the Colts at the Houston 18-yard line. Luck out of the gun. Drops back to throw. Has time. Lofts into the back of the end zone. It's Dontrell Inman. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Colts. 18 yards away. Dontrell Inman finds the end zone for the third consecutive week.
Plan's been to get better all along, and when you're process focused and worried about improving and sort of surrender the outcome to your preparation, your process, your attitude, your diligence, we noticed good things started to happen.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Swung on and hammered. High and deep to left. Grand slam, Yan Gomes. No doubt about it. And with one swing, Gomes has tied this game at 5.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Canada. We were talking Andrew Luck. Obviously, that's the big story of the day, the big story probably of the week. But we also have to talk a little bit about what's going on in Major League Baseball. And at this point, not many races, as far as divisions go, all that intriguing, except what's going on in both the American League Central and the National League Central. Those are both the most compelling. Obviously, Cleveland just a couple games, 2.5 games behind Minnesota. And then you have the Cubs, 1.5 back of St. Louis. Milwaukee, 3.5 back of St. Louis. So those are your races for the most part. The Nationals are 6 games back of the Atlanta Braves, and they've made their move. I said it a couple weeks ago that someone is going to kind of stand out as far as the National League wild card race goes, and the Nationals have definitely made that move. The second wild card is obviously still up for grabs, but I would have to say that at this point, John, the most intriguing thing about baseball is definitely the wild card race. And you have the Oakland Athletics, who are just on the outside looking in. So that's going to be interesting to see who winds up getting in, whether it's, you know, Cleveland or Minnesota, because one of those teams is going to win the division. And then most likely you would think that one of those teams will get in. But Tampa Bay is good. Oakland's right there. And I know that Cleveland has a little bit of an edge right now. And then on the other side, like I said, the Nationals have kind of gotten themselves in a little bit of a spot on their own where they have a 3-game lead in the wild card race. The Cubs have that second spot, but there's the Phillies who are 1.5 back. The Brewers 2 back. The Mets are 2 back. And then it goes down to San Francisco and Arizona. But the second wild card spot, that's where the race is right now, John, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's kind of interesting to look at the two wild card races, American League and National League, and look at the differences between them. To your point, we've got 4 teams really contending for those 2 spots in the American League, Cleveland and Tampa Bay holding those spots right now, but as you say, Oakland 0.5 game out, and the Red Sox, frankly, on the outside looking in. They're at that point where they're 6 games out with about 6 weeks to play, and you guys know my theory that if you can make up a game a week, you're probably still in the race, and the Red Sox are teetering on that line right now at six games. You look at the National League on the other side of the equation, and you've got five teams plus the two that are already in there, so you've got seven teams looking at two wild card spots. And Washington has sort of turned it around. I think at one time they were 12 or 13 games below 500 sometime in May, and we all kind of thought they might be in sell mode. But now we're looking at Washington keeping pace with the Atlanta Braves, 8-2 in their last 10. The Braves winning 7 in a row, the Nationals 4 in a row. Not sure how many games are left between those two teams, but if there are any, which I'm assuming there will be in September, given the way that the schedule is usually drawn up, we're probably looking at a pretty exciting race there. The two central divisions, clearly the ones to watch in terms of who gets in, because that may be the best way into the wild card for some of those teams. I guess having said that, Cleveland looks like they're in a pretty solid spot for getting in. But, you know, I look at Cleveland as an example, and this is a little bit shocking when you think about it. We're talking about Cleveland being in the wild card race, maybe even in the division race. They've got a good starting rotation, and they've done most of this without Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, and Trevor Bauer. What are the odds of that? If we'd have thought about that a few weeks ago, we might have been questioned about whether we even know anything about the game, because that's three pretty good pitchers that are no longer functioning, or at least short-term no longer functioning, on behalf of the Indians, and here the Indians are in a pennant race. So I guess that's an interesting thought. And the other thing that's a little bit surprising, and this is stats going back to before the weekend, so this does not include Friday nights and Saturdays games, but you know, we all talk about the 1927 Yankees. We've all read about the 1927 Yankees. Sort of everybody thinks of them as being the most powerful team of all time. Their slugging percentage was 489. The 2019 Minnesota Twins, their slugging percentage is 499. So, you know, they're taking their place in history. So you put those two factors together, that's why I think we have a race in the American League Central Division.
John, we got the Dodgers and the Yankees playing each other down there in L.A., and, you know, a lot of people look at it as a possible World Series matchup. What's going to be the difference if these two teams do play each other in the World Series? What's going to be the difference for one team or the other to come away with the championship?
Well, I think we're looking at two different scenarios, Mike, actually three, if you want to count the Houston Astros into this, because I think the Yankees' road to the World Series is going to be a little tougher than the Dodgers' road to the World Series. To me, the Dodgers are clearly the best team in the National League, and unless something goes horribly wrong, they should be the National League champions. The Yankees, while they have the best record in the American League right now along with Houston, at some point it looks like we're going to see Houston and the Yankees in a series somewhere along the line. If the records stay the way that they are, it looks like that would be in the American League Championship Series. So the question is going to be, are the Yankees going to be a little bit more tired because they've had to play better teams to get to the World Series, or are the Dodgers going to be a little bit rusty because they haven't really been challenged? I mean, we've had that conversation many times. I think the interesting thing with the Yankees is that while the Dodgers have their best team on the field now and have had their best team on the field most of the season because they've avoided some pretty serious injuries, the Yankees have been just the opposite. I don't think we've really seen the Yankees' best 25-man roster on the field at any point in time this season. It just seems as though when one guy gets back, another guy goes down. So if the Yankees could get to the point where they could get to the postseason and have everybody healthy, we might be looking at a different Yankee team, and that might make for a totally different series than the one we're seeing in Dodger Stadium this weekend. And I believe they split the first two games. So that shouldn't surprise anybody, I guess. Two teams of that caliber split a three-game series, and the third game is the one that's going to be the deciding game. At the end of the day, I still think that Houston is a better team than the Yankees. What is going to hurt Houston, and we talked about this last week, is that I don't really know if A.J. Hinch ever knows which Houston team he's going to see. Is he going to see the team that won 9 or 10 or 11 games in a row, or is he going to see the one that lost 8 out of 10? They seem to have been a very streaky team, and for an experienced team and a talented team, I think that would be a little worrisome if I was running the Astros. But, boy, I tell you, if the Astros hit their stride at the right time of year, I think they're going to be awfully tough to stop in the American League.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us, breaking down Major League Baseball. We did talk Andrew Luck earlier, so believe me, people, we do know what's going on in the sports world right now. Hey, let me ask you this, John, real quickly before we get out of here, and always appreciate your time. There's two teams to me that have kind of asserted themselves in the National League, and that's the St. Louis Cardinals, who now have the lead in the Central. I would think that they get in. I like them. Some way, shape, or form, they get in, whether they win the division or whether they wind up being the wild card. And then I think the Nationals get in. Those are the two teams that have asserted themselves. Can they carry that momentum into the postseason and maybe become a team that could shock the Dodgers?
Well, the Washington Nationals could. If you look at the percentages of a team making the postseason, the Braves are 99.9%, Washington are 95.3%. So you got to think that means that everybody kind of feels, based on the balance of the schedule, the standings where they are, the distance between the team ahead of them, the Nationals have got a pretty good chance of getting into the postseason. The Cardinals is a slightly different situation because, as we've talked many times, that whole NL Central is so competitive, 3.5 games separating the top three teams. The Cardinals' percentage of getting into the playoffs, by contrast, is only 63.9%. So,
crazy stuff, man. Unbelievable. Anyways, as always, appreciate John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll continue talking about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The 2-2. Swing and a drive. Left field. Way back. And it's gone.
Money. It's great to be here.
The 0-2 rip. Left field. On its way. Forget it. Out of here. Gary Sanchez will touch them all. And it's 5-0 New York as the Yankee slugger circles the bases.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You know, listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. All professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to their Audible app. With that convenient app, members can access Audible anytime. Start listening today with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/fish or text FISH to 500-500. That's audible.com/fish.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Definitely not fantasy football, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about Andrew Luck. Let's talk about Miami, Florida. Do you think Florida's a top 10 team after what you saw? You know what? First game of the year. In-state rivalry, it's going to be highly competitive. Definitely going to be highly competitive. U.S. Open right around the corner. Major League Baseball. Lots of things happening in the sports world, people. Get at us. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, you can also follow us there. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike. So I know that you were watching week one of college football, and I know that we're going to talk a lot about Andrew Luck. And believe me, we can just kind of go back and forth about things, but initial thoughts about week one in college football, and, you know, Miami, Florida was the headliner, but there were other games going on.
No, there were other games going on. And, you know, with Miami and Florida, it was, to say the least, it was a competitive game. I mean, there was lots of ebbs and flows to the game. I mean, you know, they were only separated by 2 total yards in terms of total yards for the game between the Canes and the Gators. The quarterback play was a little sketchy from time to time. And, you know, like you said, it's the first game out of the gate. You know, there's probably a little anxiety going into the first game because these two quarterbacks, especially the Miami quarterback, was a true freshman, and the Gator quarterback was very, he wasn't all that experienced. I mean, he does have a season under his belt, but he still threw 2 interceptions, and the freshman quarterback for the Canes was, you know, he was kind of all over the place a little bit too. But it was a fun game to watch. And, you know, Florida being a number 8 team in the country, I'm not so sure they lived up to the number 8 billing last night. But they got a team, and they got a defense. That defense for Florida was getting through last night and making some big hits and those kind of things. So, week one, it just is what it is. You got to take the good with the bad because teams may not know exactly what they have or who they are. And, you know, the other game that it kind of plays into our backyard was Arizona losing at Hawaii last night. And, you know, Hawaii is just one of those teams to me where they're kind of like Boise State. You really don't want to see them on your schedule too much. Because especially if they're playing at home there in Honolulu, they can be very tough at home. And Hawaii was tough last night at home, beating Arizona by a touchdown. Khalil Tate for Arizona looked good. He looked like the Khalil Tate of 2017. So if Arizona can clean up some things, turnovers, and get that defense to not give up 45 points, you know, U of A can probably figure some things out, but, you know, week one just is what it is. And you take, like I said, you take the good with the bad, and who plays the cleanest usually comes out and wins. And that's what happened last night.
Yeah, it was interesting. And by the way, the quarterback for the Hurricanes, Jaren Williams, 214 yards. He had a touchdown, but no interceptions, yeah. But nothing special. And then, Felipe Franks, that's the kid who plays for Florida. 254 yards, couple touchdowns, couple interceptions. And you're right, at the end of the game, you know, quarterback play was very, very weak, to say the least, if you will. And they made their mistakes, But like you said, Florida has that defense, man, and I think that they are going to be tough once they figure things out a little bit. And you know, they'll have some good offensive days, but they're going to live and they're going to die by their defense quite a bit. We know that. And you know what? That was a decent showing for Miami too. So you know, Manny was getting his first opportunity as a head coach there, and I think that was pretty cool watching the two in-state rivals go at it. You got to expect a dogfight. That's what we got week one of college football with those two teams. And then you alluded to U of A, and it's funny because, again, man, I'm going to go back to the social media stuff here. I find it interesting to see what people think is good or bad or who's this or that. And I don't know what you think, but this is what I think. Arizona hasn't been on the map as far as football goes for a long, long time. Kevin Sumlin there now, and I don't think he's the guy that's going to put them back on the map. They're no longer the Desert Swarm, man. Those days are long gone. The U of A and their football, I'm sorry, but if you think that that's a quality program, people, I think you're sorely mistaken at this point in time. The U of A, there really isn't any Pac-12 school that I think is really all that special at this point. So let's not confuse the old days of the Desert Swarm with the new days of what's going on in Arizona now. Am I correct in saying that, Mike Wilson? You're the authority on football, especially college football, especially Pac-12 college football. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're not. You're not wrong at all. I mean, let's face what it is with the Pac-12, and you can even put the Big 12 in here. Like the defenses, you know, in the Pac-12, if you can keep a team under 40, that's a good day, and that says everything you need to know about defenses in the Pac-12. I mean, even defenses that are considered good, like Washington, Stanford, Oregon's going to have a good defense. They're still going to give up points. And it's just one of those things where if the Pac-12 wants to get back to being considered a threat to make the college football playoff, somehow, some way, these defenses in the Pac-12 have to step up and stop some people so we don't get these shootouts, you know, like 55, 50, 60 points being scored, those kind of things. That to me is not really football. You know, I don't mind a high scoring game from time to time, but seeing these defenses that look like Swiss cheese with all these holes in it everywhere is not what I consider fun football to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting watching the whole college season because I think there's a lot of good football going to be played in the Big Ten. There's a lot of teams that are ranked early from the Big Ten, and I, you know me, man, I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. So when it comes to football, I like that kind of game where it's going to be tough on guys, and you know you're going to have to earn those points. And Wisconsin's going to have a good defense. Nebraska should be a lot better. Iowa, Ohio State, we know about them. Michigan, I'm telling you right now, man, Big Ten football, I think Big Ten football this season is really, really tough. And you might be able to put them up against the likes of an Alabama or a Clemson, which, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, we've got Alabama, Wisconsin coming in the future, don't we, Mike Wilson?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, as much as people may like that, there's just as many people that want to see something different. And let me ask you this, Doris,
yeah.
And you're bringing up Big Ten football. Do you trust Michigan? I mean, Harbaugh comes in, Harbaugh signs the big contract, right? He's the big name. He's the big talker, all that kind of stuff. But he has yet to beat Ohio State. He has yet to even smell a Big Ten championship or even get close to the playoff. Do you trust what's coming out of Michigan in terms of their ability to win the Big Ten at any point and get to the college football playoff?
You know, there's a couple of things that you have to do when you're at Ohio State or when you're at Michigan, right? And you have to be able to beat each other. And obviously, Harbaugh has struggled with that task. there's also something else that he's got to do is, and I'm not mistaken, I think, you know, he's got to beat Notre Dame, and I think they've struggled there as well, you know. So there's a certain amount of responsibility that you take on being the head coach of an Ohio State or a Michigan, and you know, Harbaugh hasn't necessarily lived up to that. And I agree with you, man. He does talk a lot of smack, and he was real quickly to talk smack about Urban when Urban was no longer there. And look, he's a competitor, okay? We all know that. And whether he's no longer playing football and now he's the coach, he's still a competitor. And I think that this is one of those years that it's a big, big year for John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. John, obviously, with Baltimore, and I think he does a great job. But truth be told, this is a huge year for Jim in Michigan, whether or not he's going to wind up sticking around there and whether or not he has the boosters behind him, if you ask me, Mike. So, yeah, I think this is a put up or shut up year for Michigan and Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, and that's my feeling as well. But I'm right there with you that the Big Ten can get a team into the college football playoff. Would I like to see something different other than Alabama-Clemson? Absolutely. Who do I think is the better team? Well, until someone says otherwise, it's Clemson. You know, because they're the ones with the trophy, and they're the ones, to me, that arguably have the best quarterback in college football. I mean, that Trevor Lawrence kid is incredible. He has an arm. Of course, he can make all the throws. He has the height. I mean, he has all the measurables, and it appears that he has the temperament, too. He's not one of those big rah-rah guys. He seems to keep kind of a even keel with his emotions out there when things can get kind of crazy and hairy for the offense. But, you know, it's one of those things. Until someone steps up, we're probably looking at Alabama-Clemson.
Are we sleeping on a Georgia team that might be right there with those guys? You know, they finished the season relatively strong last year. What about LSU, another team that is kind of up and coming? They've got all kinds of improvements that they've made for those kids with their football program. I don't know if you've seen what they did there, but LSU, Georgia, are we sleeping on those teams, or are they overranked a little bit?
No, I don't think they're overranked. I think I've always been a Georgia fan. I mean, they got Jake Fromm quarterbacking, third year junior quarterback, and he's no scrub. That kid can play. But the thing that LSU and Georgia have in common is they haven't beaten Nick Saban in the Tide. And until they do, we can sleep on them a little bit, or we can pump them up all we want. But until they beat that big old crimson monster in Tuscaloosa, Clemson's going to be right there in the championship again, and Alabama's going to be in that championship again.
What about Oklahoma now that Jalen Hurts, I believe he's got the starting nod there, and obviously a smart kid. He'll have a chip on his shoulder, man. I mean, he wasn't good enough to be at Alabama. Does Oklahoma have an outside shot in your mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, you take a look at Jalen Hurts and what his record was at Alabama. And I mean, that tells you everything you need to know with Jalen Hurts. The thing that Jalen has to show us a little bit is, you know, how good is his throwing game. And that will dictate what Alabama does.
Yeah, we'll see. You mean Oklahoma, but we'll see how
Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. We'll see how things shake out. Obviously, week one in the college football season has gotten started. The big talk of the day was Miami, Florida. I think it lived up to the hype, to be quite honest with you. Maybe a little bit sloppy, but you got to expect that in a rivalry game. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Surratt pressure comes immediately, and he throws a pick right into the breadbasket. Joe Jackson, touchdown.
There's the snap to Franks, and Franks puts it in the belly of P. Ryan, running off to the left of the 30, to the 35, to the 40. He's into the clear, the 50, the 40, to the 30, the 25, the 20. He's going to go all the way. That's a touchdown. Oh, my. He just ran 75. 84 yards for a touchdown, and the Gators lead 9-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hour number one just about in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Obviously, got to thank our professor of sports, John Poulter, for joining us. Hour number one has flown by. Talked a lot about Andrew Luck. We talked a little bit about Major League Baseball. We talked a little bit about college football. Going to be a lot more of the same in hour number two, to be honest with you, but we'll get more in depth with it. We're going to have Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning. He'll come talk to us about 12 after the hour. Always love talking to him about the sports world. So we'll get his take on Andrew Luck. We'll get his take on everything else that's happening in the sports world. Mike, are you excited for the U.S. Open, my friend? It's coming up here Monday.
I know. I feel like I should come over to your house and we just sit around and watch some U.S. Open tennis, man.
Get the popcorn out, hang out, and watch some really good tennis. Yeah, no, I agree. But it is coming out on Monday. A couple things that have happened there. Kevin Anderson, he had to withdraw from the tournament, so unfortunate that he won't be there. But there's always these up-and-comers. Coco Gauff, man, she's back. That'll be kind of fun to watch her and see how she does at the U.S. Open. We know how what she did at Wimbledon, the young girl, the 15-year-old girl from the USA. She went out and made her mark and made her move very early. It'll be fun to watch her and what she does there. I know the music's going. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about the sports world. As you know, huge things. Andrew Luck calling it retiring from the NFL. We'll get into that and a ton more. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.